Torahway, Northwest London, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vo'era, Base Shvat, 15th of January. Reb Josh Frankel, standing in the short notice, Shkoyach, subject, the various names of Hashem.
Okay, so the shir should be a... It's Chus Elu Nishmas, my father's father, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Sheo, and also Sus Rafu Shlem for my parents, recovering from COVID, Moish Tov and Frida, and Imim Rossi, Shlemus, Bas Chayla. So, this is Parshas Ve'era. I want to take you through the Sukkim of... the first pesukim of Vayera, and it's if you read the first pesukim, I've put some handouts here, and you go to the second page of the handout, so it just gives you the pesukim, and it takes you through the roller coaster. Really, this is the introduction of Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says Shmi Hashem lo nedati lehem, that the Avos Yulaki, I'm revealing now myself to you as Yudke Vovke, Shmi Hashem, and I revealed myself to Bekel Shakai to the Avos, Shmi Hashem lo nedati lehem. But at Psukim, the first eight Psukim of this intro, exchange between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem, takes on a roller coaster of Hashem's names. So it got me thinking, what are these different Shemus, and why the confusion in these Psukim? And the more I looked into it, we're literally scraping just surface of the topic. Let's go through the Pesukim. So, the first part starts, V'yadaber Elokim, so we have Elokim. There's five changes of Hashem's name. It says, V'yadaber Elokim, Moshe V'yemi Elov, Aniha Shem. So you start from Elokim. So Elokim reveals to Moshe, and then he says, no, Ani Yudke Vovke. And then it carries on, Ve'er Avram, Ve'er Yitzchak, Ve'er Yaakov, Ve'er Shakai, Yoshmi Hashem lo nadati behem, and the Yudke Vovke name carries on for the next Pesukim. It says, I used to be called, I called myself the Ovis, Ve'er Shakai, revealed myself as Ke'er Shakai to them, but Shmi Hashem, same Yudke Vovke, it carries on. Ve'gam HaKemosius, Brisi Yitom, I'm going to fulfill my promise to take Klal Yisrael to Kanan that I made to them, and also heard the gum ani shamati snakas bnei Yisrael pasuk hey. Carries on pasuk vav. No change in Hashem's name yet from the second shem of yudke vavke. So the chen emo livnei Yisrael ani yudke vavke. But atesi eschem tachas sivlis Yisrael. Then in pasuk zayin we have a change. Two changes. It says v'lekachti oisam li l'om v'yisi lechem lelekim. So we're switching now back to the original name Elokim. Then a few words later, V'yadatem ke'ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's a combination of two names together. So there's a fourth change in his name. And then, Ve'vesi Yaschem, and I'll take you out, and I'm going to take you to Eretz Yisrael, V'nasati Lechem, at the end of the Pasuk, V'nasati Lechem Le'merosha, Ani Hashem. I'm not Elokeichem anymore, I'm not Hashem Elokeichem, back to Hashem. So what is going on here? Why this sort of a roller coaster of names?
You had the Shakai there as well.
No, but he said as Ke'er Shakai to them. Here he's revealing, and he's saying first, I'm Elokim, then he says I'm Hashem, then I'm Hashem Elokeichem, and back to Hashem again. What's going on? So that's question number one. Question number two. So he's telling Avraham Avinu, I now revealed myself as Yudke Vovke to the Avos. I revealed to...
Telling Moshe Rabbeinu,
I never revealed myself as Yudke Vovke to the Avos. I revealed myself to Ke'er Shakai, you're lucky, I'm revealing myself as Yudke Vovke. But that's not quite true. So if you turn to the first print, the first sheet, and I go through the psukim here in a box, in Sefer Bereishis, you've got Lech Lecha, Vayera, Toldos, Vayetze, of where Hashem actually reveals himself as Yudke Vovke to the Ovis. Let's start with Avraham Avinu, first one, Lech Lecha. Vayi, Avraham ben Tishim Shana, Vaseisha Shanim. Hashem's going to reveal himself, he's going to give Avraham Avinu a child. And it says, Vayera Yudke Vovke El Avram. Next one, Vayera, Avram and the Akedah, Vayikre Lov Malach, Yudke Vovke Min Hashemayim. And then if you go to Toldis, let's go to Yitzchok. Vayera Elov Hashem, Vayera Elov Yudkevav, Vayoyim Altein, Mishroim, Mishroim Baretz. Hashem is telling Yitzchok, stay here, don't go out of Israel, stay here. And he uses the name Vayera Elikev Hashem Apid, Yudkevav. And finally with Yaakov, also you see with the ladder. Last reference, Vayetze, in Vayetze, it says, Vahine Yudke Vovke Nitzavalo, Vayoima Ani Yudke Vovke. He even says it to Yaakov, Ani Yudke Vovke. So, what's this business? I never revealed myself, I only revealed myself for Kel Shaka. I didn't reveal myself as Yudke Vovke. That doesn't seem to be true. Finally, as I took a question from Pasha Shmois, you used to find that Paroi says to Moshe Benu, Me Hashem, who's Hashem? I should listen to him. But Paro didn't know that his subjects don't have other gods. Never heard of the god of Klal Yisrael. 200 years under his jurisdiction. What? How do you understand this? So, initially, I want to explain a little bit. Like I said, scrape the surface of Hashem's name, and perhaps through this, we'll get some a little bit of explanation, a little bit of insight into these names. So start with Ibn Ezra, Nesik Parasha, Ve'era, and also the Chizkuni Shmois, previously says the same thing, that all the names of Hashem are not his name, they're descriptions. What Ibn Ezra calls Toya. And what Hashem appears and reveals himself as, obviously we can't see Hashem, via kind of Midas of Hashem. That's all the names that we call, Adnos, Kael, Shakai, Yudke Vovke, all of them. The Yudke Vovke has one other facet that the others don't have. And Ibn Ezra calls it the Shem Etzem. It's the very name of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That means, for example, we're not allowed to call Hashem by his name. It's like a son to his father. You call your father dad. You don't call your father by his actual name. And therefore, we never say the name Yudke Vovke. We've got to find another way of expressing the name of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Hashem, when he revealed himself, perhaps he can start answering one of the questions, when he revealed himself to the Ovos, he revealed himself, and it does say Ani Hashem, or the Yara, Shira, Elof Hashem, but it's just saying Hashem came as his name. It's not saying the Midah, it doesn't mean the Midah. And it doesn't mean the Midah means that he didn't reveal himself for the Rachmanos and the everything that the Yudke Vovke name actually stands for, the Toya. He's just describing that Hashem came to him. And you see that it doesn't when with these Marim Mekomes that are listed down, often they come there, if you took them later or just further on, it'll say, like for example, the first one, Lech Lecha, Yah Avram Ben Tishon, Shonim, Tishon, Shonim, V'yera Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, El Avram, Yom Elov, Ani, Kel Shakai. Yeah, it's come back, you see the other middos come up. Interesting, and therefore they never really had this mid of Yudkei Vavkei, and they didn't really relate to Hashem as Yudkei Vavkei. I printed off something interesting, some photos. I was once looking at a documentary, and it's an archaeological documentary of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not done by B'nai Torah, but it was very interesting in that they seem to say that they found in a cave in Midbar Sinai some inscription in a turquoise mine that the Egyptians, they say, were known to be mining there, and it dates back to the time that Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, just before the Geulah, and the inscription is not written in the Egyptian local writing, and it's written in another format, and they interpret it, and it says, this says, Kael, save me. And I was thinking, so that's, anyway, interesting, but actually, it's an interesting use of Loshen Kael. Why? Always narrate to Hashem as Yudke Vovke as Hashem. And maybe this gives a little, perhaps, if they're right, could be a little bit of insight, actually, that the Klal Yisrael Taka, until Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was other forms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So let's look into some halachas in the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then as an introduction, and then we'll go to the meanings. Obviously not halachas lipsak, just halachic discussions. Halach is not my forte at all. So it says in Psochim, Psochim, Daf Nun Omed Aleph. So one Shabbos, Rava wanted to give a drasha. It says, Sava Rava Lemidrasha Bepirka Tamim Udrashais B'Shem Hashem. Rava once stood up and started to speak on the Shem Hashem B'Rabim in front of the Yidden. And a Zokein Echot, some say every time it says in Shah Zokein, it refers to Eliyahu Novi, others disagree. It wasn't Eliyahu Novi. But anyway, says he quotes the Pasuk in the previous passage at the end of the first sheet of this, says, tells Moshe, Zeh Shmi L'Olam, V'Zeh Zichri, V'Dovido. Stop. Don't carry on with your saying. You're not allowed to say what you're doing. You're not allowed to do what you're doing. Because it says, Zeh Shmi, if you look at the words I've covered in yellow, Zeh Shmi L'Olam, V'Zeh Zichri, V'Dovido. If you look at the word Olam, it's missing a Vav. Why is it missing a Vav, Zokin said to him? It's missing a Vav because Zeh Shmi L'Olam. You're not allowed to, La'alim, you're not, it's a Haloma, you're not allowed to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, definitely not in public. Asked Ravina, what are you talking about? Next word says, Zeh Zichri L'Dovidoi, you are. What do you mean? You're supposed to Zeh Zichri L'Dovidoi, repeat, go forth and say it. So the Gemara answers and says, no. Zeh Shmi L'Ilim, which name do you have to be La'alim? That's the Shmi of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that you're not allowed to say. Zeh Zichri L'Dovidoi, through the generations, while the Olam HaZeh exists, that is Zichri L'Dovidoi, that's Adnus, that you can, that's a shame of Adnus, and that you can say. We will taka revert and use the Yud Kei Vav Kei name, that's the way we'll pronounce it, and it'll be Kri Kasiv, we'll pronounce the way we see it. Now, this Zokin saved actually Rava's life, because Rava taka stopped. And we have another Gemara in Kedushin, in Ayin Aleph, Amad Aleph. The Rechanina ben Chadjan was held up by the Romans. They said, Yuchayv Misan. They said, what are you doing? And he was Dorish Bifnei Rabbim. He said, it was Dorish Torah Bifnei Rabbim. But the Gemara tells us it wasn't some Dorish Torah, it was Dorish Hashem Hashem. And he was Chayv Misa for that. And that's why, the Gemara says, that's why Rechanina ben Chadjan was put to death. And the Yankov Birim on the place there in the back of the Masifta in Psachim says that actually you're allowed to be Dorish Hashem Hashem, maybe not Barabim, but it's got to pass the definitely the Kohanim. Use the Shem Hashem in Duchening, they use the Shem Hashem in the vidu of the Kohen Gadol, they were using the Shem Hashem, where they're very, very careful how to use it and how to pass it on through the generations. It was like a bit of a secret. It was a secret. And they it was mutter for them to pass on once or twice every 7 years. Okay, so let's go through, this is a little bit of a halachic discussion, let's go through the meanings of the Shemus Hashem. Most people know the Yud Kei Vav Kei is Rachamim, and Elekim is Din, that's quite well known. What about Shakai? So the Kliokor, in this parasha, in the beginning of this parasha, says that the Ofer is Safed Nisyonet, when he says, it says that, the Erol of Romani, it's the Yaakov Pekeh Shakai, Shmi Hashem Lo Yinadati Lehem. The Kliokor says that the Ovois suffered Nisyonis, and Hashem Taka saved them with Nesim, and he saved them with Ha'omer L'Tzoriseinu Dai. This is Shakai. Ha'omer L'Tzoriseinu Dai. The Sifsei Chachomim says that Kel Shakai waits to fill Haftochas when the Nivtach is Zochu Mitzad Masehem. And the Ovois had to be Zoich Mitzad Masehem. Yes, you're going to get some Nisim. There would be maybe some Rachamim. But it's has to be, there has to be zoicha to it. And the Moisef Rashi adds that Shem Shel Gvura Lefi Midas Hadin Digdakti Imoim Ad Kachut Asara. Not only that, but not only there had to be zoicha in it, but in order to get the promise and the avtochas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is going to deal Kachut Asara and find something at their level, the level of the obvious, something slightly wrong, it wouldn't be Mekuyim yet. And therefore, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did not see the Ingotari, they didn't have the Gula, so to say, and they weren't given the land yet. And this is the Middah of Kel Shakai. What is actually, to define more, it's good to compare the Kel Shakai Torah versus the Yud Kei Vav Kei Torah to understand a little bit more. So the Ramban in Parashas Lech Lecha, Yudayim, Perek Yudayim, Pasuk Aleph, and I think I've written it on the page, yeah, it's the first, back to the first quote in the box. So the power is the Rambam on the pasuk of when Hashem revealed himself to Avraham Avinu to tell him he's going to have children. So the power of Kel Shakai is, and he reveals himself, so he says, V'yar Hashem el Avraham v'yemei elov, ani Kel Shakai ishalich lifonai v'yehei somim. And the power of Shakai, on this Ramban says, the power of Shakai is, I'll read you the Lashon, Bo Yasu Hanisim Hanistorim, but the Kel Shakai, Hashem does Nisim Nistorim. secret private nisim l'tzadikim lehatzim l'moves nafshom v'lechayosom berov v'leftoisom b'melchama miyad cherev kol hanisim anasim l'avroam l'ovois. So it's a personal, Kel Shaka is a kind of a nis, a performance, Hashem's performance of nisim to save quietly, in a quiet way, the ovois. And the Kel Shaka further removes the influence of mazolis. The way it works is it disconnects the Nivrach with the Kel Shaka, it disconnects them from the mazolis. For example, we work blench with Kel Shaka, it's a Kel of Klal Yisrael, it is a way that Hashem deals with Klal Yisrael. We don't have actually, the mazolis don't apply to us so much. And you find this with Shmita. The Ramban says, Ke'im in Ateva, Shiyavo Hageshomim, Be'itim, Bavadnu Elikim, Veloishiyu Hashemayim, Kabarazel Kasher, Nizra B'Shana Shvius. That when Klal Yisrael are doing what Hashem wants, and we're doing the Shmita, then suddenly there's going to be Geshomim and there's going to be a Brocha, but if they don't, the heaven's going to turn into Barzel. This is not Derech HaTeva. This is a disconnection, and it's not Derech Mazolus, which is the way that Teva is controlled. It's a disconnection. And this is the Middah of Kel Shaka. So the shame of Hamyuchud, of Yudke Vovke, was first revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously didn't know this Middah, it wasn't revealed to them. And I don't even know if they knew the name of Yudke Vovke. The Ramban says, carries on, same Ramban, Shonu Mimin Hage Shel Olam Kenisim Hanasim Alade Moshe Rabbeinu. The Middah of Yudke Vovke, the Shem Amyuchud, is a complete change of Teva, like the Nisim of Moshe Rabbeinu, Be'esar Makos, Kriyas Hayam, the Mon, the Be'er. These are Moisim, that are Meshanim, the Teva, Bepirsim. It's a big, tremendous display of power, of complete overthrow of anything Teva, of anything connected with Mazel, maybe similar to what Rabilan said earlier this week about the Borod being fire and water together, but actually it was something, just a new barrier. And this Yudke Vavke, Midan, the performance of these miracles was done, V'heim Shiyasu B'Shem HaMyuchid Asher Higid Lo. It was done through the Shem HaMyuchid, which was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Perhaps Moshe also had uttered, actually, the Shem HaMafayrish, the Shem HaMyuchid, the Yudke Vavke, and the others did not have that. So you're seeing a comparison when you're comparing Yudke Vovke with the Shakai. Shakai is not Befarhesia, Yudke Vovke is this big display, Shakai is still a height. And perhaps that's why on the tefillin and on the mezuzahs of the house, we're putting a shin there, it's a Shakai. When we connect to the Kodesh Baruch with these things, it's mundane, quiet things, not sort of displayed majorly to the Rabbim. There's a little bit of a display, but not a major. It's not like lighting menorahs, befirsim, it's not the point. Perhaps also when Hashem reveals himself with the Kel Shakai for the first time to Avraham Avinu, it's done with Bris Mila as well, it's a very private mockum, because it's a private understanding that Klal Yisrael have a connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's running the world, and he disconnects us and directly he is connecting with us, but not through the mazolis. So the Kliyoka summarizes this and encapsulates it in the Pasuk. Because it says, and this is Pasha again, Ve'era el Avram, so it says, Ve'era el Avram el Yitzchak. Ve'era, I appeared to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Bekeh Shakai Shmi Hashem, should say, Loi Nireisi Lehem. I didn't appear to them. It doesn't say this, it says, Loi Nedati Lehem. So why are we switching? So he explains that the Ovis, throughout their life, what you see around you is this is the Torah. So you see, you connect with the world, you see how Hashem's midrash are in the world. They were Eir Avram Bekel Shakai. They saw Kel Shakai. Shmi Hashem Lo Nedati Lehem. I didn't even give them the name. I never even told them about there is such a thing as a Shmi Hashem. I definitely never gave them the name to use that koyach like Moshe Rabbeinu when he stood in front of Paro, the Nissim, and everything else. He used the Shem HaMafayrish. So let's look at some of the meanings of Yudke Vovke. So, well, the mid of Yudke Vovke, move away from Shakai. So Rashi, again, this is Parsha, says, it's Amidus Amitis. Nemon La'amis Dvorai, says. That's what Rashi says. Sitzi Chacham says, it's the fulfilling of Hatochas, Beloi Tanai, Afilu Im Yechetol. Completely different to the Shakai. Even if Klal Yisrael were in 49th level of Tumah, doing Averis, the Yudke Vovke just ignores all of that, and it comes as a parenthesis. And the Kaliyoka says, it's a midas hamachadish of yesh ma'ayin. It's constantly mahova. If you look at the word of Yudke Vovke, it's a mahova. Hashem is constantly creating. This actually reveals itself in Parshas Bereishis. You go through the first, when in the creation of the world, all the psukim that lead up to, we get that described each day, it's always Bereishis Bara Elokim. It's always Elokim, 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 all the way through, till the end of Ayichulim, basically till Sheni. And it's the first pasuk after that, it says, Eila told us Hashemayim v'ha'aretz, behir baram, b'yom ha'sois Hashem Elokim, Eretz Hashemayim. Hashem is revealed suddenly at the end of that, then is Hashem Elokim. And this is, it's coming, and the truth is, okay, fine, you've got Elokim, but it's with one of the first things, for Kel Shaka and for everything else, it's showing that Hashem is Mahova, the world is created now, and he's continuing to bring life to it. In fact, when Elokim created the world, Elokim is Midas Adin. Midas Adin is perfection. You're being done kachut, done all the kachut times. It's perfection. Hashem, when he created the world, it's like someone creating, building a house. I'm a surveyor, so I know a little bit about that. And you know, you don't order a whole load of beams and tell the manufacturer, I need 10 tons of beams. You got to describe exactly how big these beams are. You want to know exactly the precision. It's got to be precision. Once you've got the house, things fail and you fix them, and they fail again and you fix them. So this is a similar analogy to the world, the creation of the world. This Elokim has created the world. It's got to be perfect. All the 7 days, Elokim, Elokim, Elokim. Once the world's created, Hashem doesn't go away. Hashem's staying there. And Hashem is using that Yudke Vovke now, turns and it says, okay, you fall down, you're not Zoicha, I'll be a Midas HaRachman, we'll come back, and even though you're Choyta, the Yudke Vovke is there, override that, and saves the world, saves plenty of world. So perhaps this is the response. I always had a question, and the Kliyoka, happy found this question in the Kliyoka in this week's parasha. How is it that you know, the first parasha, the first Rashi in Bereishis says, "Oh, why didn't Hashem start the Torah?" Oh, no. In Varuch Machodesh is the first mitzvah. Why now? Bereishis, Rashi says, "Oh, it's because tell the goyim they think that Klal Yisrael took Eretz Yisrael and it's not theirs. I created the world and I'm giving it to Klal Yisrael." I don't understand that. Because where do you see Hashem? Where did the goyim see Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the world? And I thought maybe because we're there, and you know, just accept that we're here. You're not here, and you know, you can come and fight us for it. Basically, you might, if you lose, you'll see Hashem gave us this this land. I never really understood. You really sort of, in a way, asking the Ummah Yisraelim to come and fight us. But you say, no, that's not pshat. The pshat is, it's the Hashem. Look at the Hashem created the world of Yudke Vovke. That mid of Yudke Vovke of Chiddush, of Yesh Ma'ayin, of Mahova. He's constantly recreating the world. That is something that Hashem never really revealed himself again. It's mentioned in Parshas Bereishis, but it doesn't really, you forget about that afterwards. It doesn't really, and the Goyim didn't know about it. Hashem never revealed himself. And this is why actually Paray said, in answering my question, Paray said, who's Hashem? You're coming to me with Yudke Vovke, never heard of him. It's like, right, never heard of him. Because Hashem never revealed and never came into the world again with this middah of Yesh Ma'ayin, of this massive display of Nisim, until Moshe performed the Nisim and then Paro learned the hard way. And therefore that's the response to the Goyim, that this Mahova, this being, Hashem, who created the world, is constantly creating the world, he's brought us with his Nisim into Eretz Yisrael, and that's why we're there. Okay, so just to explain something about Elokim, the name Elokim. So we said it's a name of Din. It's also a name that of a midah of testing and a midah of hashkocha protis. The Ramban in Bereishis, Chaf Beis Yud Beis, says that. Let's see if we've got it here. Ki ato yudati kirei lekim. I never got a mark on here. He says, the Ramban says, that it says, Elokim hu hamanaseh u'metzava ba'akeda, that it was Elokim who revealed himself to Avraham Avinu when he said, I want to test you with the Arkadi. It was Elokim who revealed himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who saved Avraham Avinu? The Malach Hashem. Ve'erlov malach yudke vovke min hashemayim. So you see the Elikim is a middah of testing. And the Sfarno writes, Ke'ani Hashem, in this week's parasha, Ke'ani Hashem elekeichem hamoitzi ki biyoisi elekeichem. Ke'ani Hashem elekeichem, I'm Hashem elekeichem, your God. The Sfarno points out that he says, it's mashkiach aleichem befrat, ve'ani hamoitzi mishtadl ato lohoitzieichem. And Ein Sofik She'ese Kol Mashamati. The middah of Elikim is a middah of Elikeichem. We always have a suffix, often have a suffix with that name of Elikim. It's either Elikai, Elikeinu, Elikeichem. Often it's a suffix. You don't find that with Kevovke or other middahs. And that is a middah of Ashkocha process. There's a direct connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that person he's talking to. So let's talk a bit about the Shem HaMeforish. So Shem HaMeforish, the Kohen Gadol, when he did Vidu on Yom Kippur, so he used the 24-letter name, and it's learnt, where do we know that how the Kohen Gadol performs the Vidui? It's learnt from... 42. It's learnt from Sefer Dvarim, Egla Arufa. Have we got it here? Yeah, second... to the end. It says, V'nikshu ha-kohanim b'nei Levi, ki bom b'cha Hashem alekecha, l'sharasai, v'levarech b'shem yud-kei-vov-kei, v'al-pihem yeh-kariv v'chol negas. It's describing what they did with Egla Arufa, and it says the kohanim were mevarech b'shem yud-kei-vov-kei. And this is the mekor of the Yom Kippur's, the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, the uttering of Hashem's name. And the Rosh, in Yuma, Perek Ches, Simon, Tetzvov, asks the question. Rav Hagorn's one to teach us the 42 letter of the name, and he says, how is it possible that we're learning it from the Pasuk? How can they even do the 42 letter name when it's learned from the Pasuk, when it says Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's a 4 letter name, so why did he change it? What's going on here? And the Tosis Rid has a similar question with the Duchening in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Duchening, they used the 12 letter name of Hashem. And he asks the same, it's also a departure from the Pesukim, because the part that's learned from Yisimcha Elekim, Kefraim Nasha, Yivarechacha, Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is what the Kohenim is saying. This is where Duchening's learned from. And it's a Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Mehecha Tesef, they should go and change that into a 12-letter name. Don't have the answers for that. These are questions that the Rosh and the Tosis Rid asks. I want to describe a little bit of the history of the Shem HaMeforish. So in Kedushin, in Ayin Aleph, Omed Aleph, Gemara Kedushin, it says, Rav Shimon, Mishyori Knesset Gedola, he was the transition stage between the first Tana. He was taking over from the Nevi'im, and he was a Kohen Gadol for many years. I think he lived something like 200 years, actually, before the Chanukah story. And about him, the piyut of the Mara Kohen was made. So until his death, all the Kohanim, when Duchening, all Kohanim used the Shem HaMeforish when Duchening, and they did the Duchening after the Tmidin Kabbanos, and after his death, only the Kohen Gadol would be allowed to use the Shem HaMeforish. All the Kohanim there were using maybe Shem Adnos, they weren't using the Shem HaMeforish anymore after his death, only the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara in Kedushin actually interesting describes, interesting, just an insight into life in the times of the Tanoim, about Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon is the Gemara in Kedushin in Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Rabbi Tarfon was a Kohen, and as he was growing up, he lived in the time of the Churban by Sheni. We find Rabbi Tarfon sitting in the Haggadah story with Rabbi Kiva. So he was living through the Bayis Sheni. When he was in the Beis HaMikdash, he was a little Kohen, a young Kohen. He would cling to the Kohen Gadol when Duchening, to try and sidle up against him and cling to him. That Kohen Gadol was called Achi Ami. He was a Chige. He was a bit of a cripple. It's a bit of Shaila how he could be the Kohen Gadol if he was a cripple. But there's Farshim explaining he was. It's only because it's distraction and it's a bit of a not a cover, but he was so well known as Achi Ami, and he displayed his chigurus quite well that that's not what I'm saying. The Farshim seems to say that he was allowed, therefore, to continue the avodah of Kohen Gadol. In any case, the Radbaz, in answering a stir in the Ramban, just also gives us a little bit more about what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Ramban in one place says that the Duchening was done, performed on the steps going up to the walls, the Ulam, between Mizbeach and Ulam. And in another place, it's no, it was done on the Duchen, which was a like a sort of a raised line, a platform, that divided between Ezris Yisrael and Ezris Kohanim. So which one was it done? The Radbaz says that the Kohanim were allowed to go between the Mezbech Olam as a place of high Kedusha. Not everyone could go there all the time. So those Kohanim, ideally that would be the place, the Duchen. Those who couldn't go, they weren't able at that time, they would go on the Duchen and Duchen from there. And Mestama, when Reb Tarfon was next to Chigga Kohen Gadol, he would have been presumably on the Ulam. So it also says in Yerushalmi, in Yoma, then when Yidden, who heard the Shema Mephoresh, this is presumably on Yomim Tovim, or maybe on Yom Kippur, when they heard the Kohen Gadol utter the name of Hashem, they wouldn't move until they forgot it. It was, I don't know if there's a miracle, or they just... They
forgot it?
And they would not move until they forgot the Shem that they heard. I don't know if it means that they were stuck, like a miracle, they were frozen, or this was a halacha. Okay, I think we've run out of a bit of time. I've got some interesting things to say. I didn't realize the time. So I'll just wrap up. So just to go through and just answer my questions then at the beginning. So it says that if you look at the Pesukim now, you can understand all these different roller coasters of names. Yidab Elekim Moshe, is there Elekim is Hashem who created the world. He's Elekim with the power of Elekim. He's always there. And he says, now, V'yomilov, that you've had a hard time, it's din, V'yomilov, ani Hashem. I'm going to relate to you now in Hashem. I was Kel Shaka, I'm going to be Hashem. And you carry on Pasuk Vov, we said, it continues, Chen Emol Ibn Yisrael, ani Hashem, Hetzeis Yeshem, Etachem, Sivin Yisrael, all this Rachman is going to come forth, I'm going to take you out, the terrible hardships you got there in Mitzrayim, V'lekati Yeshem, Li La'om, V'yisi Lechem, Lelekim. Don't think Midas HaRachamim is just, you know, now you're on holiday, it's fine, yeah? It's like a child does a test. Right? This is Elikim, is the test. And he fails the test. Right? It's not Midas HaRachamim, it's not good use of Midas HaRachamim to say, oh, well done, you failed the test, really happy with you, here's a present. That's a silly thing to do. The idea is to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So real Rachamim would be a combination of Elikim and of Rachamim and Din, to say, look, I'll give you another test, and I'm going to help you. And now next time you're going to get there. So that's why the Pasuk says, V'lekachti eschem li la'om. V'yisi lechem elekim. I want to be elekim. How are you going to get to me this Midas Din? How are you going to perfect yourself? V'yidatim ki ani Hashem elekeichem. Hamotzi eschem tachas Sivnas Yisrael. It's not just Hashem. It's Hashem elekeichem who's taking you out of Sivnas Yisrael. You've got to come back. You've got to use that rachmim to get back to me. And then it says, finishes off, V'yisi eschem la'oretz. I'll take you out of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be a Mirasha, and it's talking about perhaps way, way in the future where Ani Hashem, we won't relate at all to different names. Everyone pronounced the Shem Hashem. There won't be any din. You'll see that it's all Rachman. In fact, the reason why we don't say Yudke Vovke is because you can't pronounce it. We don't really understand that even when we have a bad happening, we say Baruch Dan Emes. We have a good happening, we say Baruch Hatov Ametiv. In Olam Haba, it's all Baruch Hatov Ametiv. There is no Dan Emes. We don't understand. Understand everything is through Rachman. And that's V'nasatchem Rosha Ani Hashem. That's it. Shabbos.